Sunlight gleams over rippling water, the setting sun dips below a craggy peak on the ocean's horizon. Marvista Entertainment. Soft purple clouds scuttle across the rising sun. Marvista Entertainment presents. The sun illuminates a city, an MPS Entertainment Group production. In a house, a silver alarm clock vibrates. Smiling, a brown-haired woman sits up from bed. In cursive sparkling letters, you cast a spell on me.
Morning, baby.
Nikki DeLoach. The woman dresses, ties her shoes, and sets her hair in a messy ponytail. Ryan McPartland. She sets out sparkly happy pumpkin decorations labeled spooky. Carolyn Hennessy. Brianna Lane. She dusts off a banner that reads Halloween. A tiny pumpkin joins a quirky-faced one atop the stove hood. She sets down a purple-legged cat and adjusts the snarling face, she grins. Alex Hyde-White. A bowl of candy joins a gnarled tree. Amanda Carlin, Damian Bodie, with Jenny O'Hara and Harley Jane Kozak. She snugs an orange and black sweater over her large white dog. Outside, Halloween decorations stand around a yard. A large spider drapes over a rock. A yellow sports car drives up a street. The woman and dog exit the house.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Sarah.
Music by Michael Lord, edited by Tim Solano. The car turns through an intersection. Drinks in hand, a couple exits a cafe. Director of photography Joanna Coelho. The car pulls to a stop before them. Smirking, a brown-haired man twirls his fingers. The woman stops and smiles at him. She adjusts her hair. He smirks.
Hey.
Hey.
Come on.
It's gonna be a pretty cool Halloween party, so yeah, you should come.
Okay, for sure. I will be there. Oh, there's my friend. Is it cool she comes too? She's a psychiatrist, but don't hold it against her. She's totally cool.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, see you then. Bye.
The woman walks to Sarah.
Hey, man. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, no problem.
Prepping for that board meeting.
Oh, it's today.
Sure you don't want to come back? Your father's even more difficult to deal with since you left.
I'm not sure I'd be much help there, bud. Besides, I'm allowed to take a job outside the family business.
Someone should tell that to my mother.
What do you mean no to a Halloween party? I've never met anyone who loves Halloween as much as you.
It's not a Halloween party. It's an excuse for girls to wear clothes that are too tight and to get drunk. Give me haunted hay rides and 8 pounds of candy.
Ugh, what are you, eight? Sarah, you have to come to this party. Colin is really great and he has a lot of single friends.
Just what I need, a room full of guys who think they have the magic touch with women. No thanks. Plus, I have a boyfriend.
You have a sort of boyfriend. He doesn't live here and you guys see each other like 3 times a year.
That doesn't make him any less of a boyfriend.
Please. Look, we can't forget about the guys all together and have a ladies' night out. Come on, I need this. You know how miserable I've been since I lost my job. Okay.
Yes.
I'll go.
In the IMC cafe.
No, your dad could really screw up this deal. And we could outvote him, but if he's not on board to expand, it's gonna be a tough road.
Well, Tate family's not exactly great with change. You know how well they took my, shall we say, act of independence.
The cashier types on her phone.
Excuse me.
Just a sec.
The brown-haired man touches her elbow.
Pardon me.
Oh, hello. How can I help you?
My friend would like an Americano, and I'll have a dark roast.
Of course. Anything to eat?
I'm good. You want anything to eat?
Good.
Yeah, thanks. How much do I owe you?
It's on the house.
Well, thank you, Anna.
May I have your name?
Yeah, it's Matt.
Matt. Thanks, Matt. Is there anything else I could get for you?
How about your number?
That's not fair.
What? She was ignoring us.
So you hijack her brain?
Only for a second. I give her it back.
If I had your abilities, I wouldn't do that.
You say that.
I say it because it's true. None of that at my Halloween party. I've got too many normal friends now.
What? I love normal.
Here you go, Matt.
Well, thank you, Anna.
Matt grabs a coffee. The other slides into his hand.
I think this is for you.
Thank you, sir.
They exchange cups and walk out. On a TV.
Ever feel run down, like you just won't make it through to 5 o'clock? Elixir of Life Juices has the cure for whatever ails you. We have stress busters, energy boosters, and cold killers designed specially to keep you at your best all day long.
Well, the commercial's playing well all over town. Our employees say that people mention it 3-4 times a day in each of our stores. Now would be an ideal time to move into new neighborhoods.
I'm still not sold on buying out Just Juicery. That's 6 more stores, not 1 or 2. It's a huge financial commitment and a risk.
Would you rather control these stores or allow a competitor to step in?
Well, they failed. What made you think we'd do any better?
Because our product is better.
Jason, Just Juicery has held some of the best real estate in this city for the past 10 years. Considering the traffic in their Broad Street store alone makes it worth the risk.
I agree, and we'll hit a ceiling if we don't expand.
Then why don't we examine the possibility of bottling and retail sales?
There are other expenses, Jason. Buying a factory, supplies, things we've never done before.
Not to mention FDA testing and approval.
I did say examine.
Yes, and in a few years after we have expanded into other cities and states, it might be something to look into, but we're not there yet.
Why don't we take a look at those properties and get back to you?
We're agreed, then. We will consider taking over Just Juicery. And that concludes today's meeting. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the backup, Lizzie.
Of course. You know, I always do what's best for the company.
Matt smirks. In an Elixir office, an older blonde woman examines Anna's phone number on Matt's cup.
Hello, Mother.
They burn the beans at that coffee shop of yours, you know. Makes the coffee bitter.
Yeah, well, I don't go there for the coffee. I'm guessing this isn't about work, or you would have been at the board meeting. As a matter of fact, why weren't you there?
Oh, I knew you could handle things. How did Jason react to the plan?
Not well. He's determined to block the expansion. I think he feels cornered.
Well, then, this isn't going to make things easier.
Oh, no. No, I'm not discussing Lizzie Paris.
She's smart. She's fun, attractive. She comes from a great family. And you and Lizzie have been thick as thieves since birth.
It's not Lizzie you're interested in. It's the Paris family. I get it. You and Maggie have wanted us together since puberty. It's not going to happen, Mom. No, I like Lizzie, just not that way.
Matt, think of the business. Our coven, 3 families working together, it's a fragile balance and one that the council wasn't too happy with. So we need to appear as a united force.
Well, then why not pair up Colin and Lizzie? They're far more suited for one another.
Colin is a lovely person. No one is saying he's not, but he doesn't have any abilities. None. How does that help the Paris family or the company in the long run?
Mom, that's awful.
That's life. We have to think about the future.
No, Mother, no, I'm not dating Lizzie.
You're right, you're not. You're marrying her.
He stares.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. This is bigger than Elixir. It's bigger than you. The entire council is in agreement. You're 35. We can't wait any longer for you to make your own match.
You say that like you've approved of anyone I've ever dated.
Well, maybe I'd approve if you ever dated anyone inside the council.
There are, what, 12 families in the council? Kind of a limited dating pool, Mom.
But that doesn't change the fact that you turn 36 in a few months and you know the rules.
But then your 35th year, if not married to a witch, you lose your powers. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, what if I find the love of my life before then?
Oh, Matt, you would never survive without your particular gifts.
He rolls his eyes and sits back.
How long do I have?
Till the 31st, Halloween.
1 week?
Speak with Lizzie. Move forward with the council's decision, and I promise I won't argue if you two don't want a traditional ceremony.
Well, which council traditional or traditional traditional?
Either way, Lizzie will meet you at the house.
At Kane Psychiatry.
I'm sorry I'm not very exciting. You must have lots of interesting clients.
You're fixating again, Dennis. People say all sorts of things when they're upset, especially in a divorce. Why are you so focused on this one?
Because I can see it on everyone's face when I talk. Even my friends don't think I'm interesting, and it's only getting worse. Here in your office is the only place I feel appreciated, listened to. And I'm paying you to listen.
Well, maybe you feel comfortable because you're being honest about your feelings. Have you tried expressing yourself to your friends?
Oh, yeah, so they can come right out and tell me how not exciting I am?
You're projecting again, Dennis.
Frowning, Dennis blinks.
You need to find a way to move on and allow yourself to be happy. Don't you think it's been long enough?
It's only been 7 years, Dr. Kane. I don't think I'm nearly ready.
Sarah smiles tightly and writes a note. At a modest home, Lizzie looks around. The yellow car sits in the driveway. In the backyard, Matt walks up behind her.
My family's crest is green, but if you prefer yours, we can, you know.
Either way is fine.
I think we should incorporate both. I think our parents would appreciate it, and I think gold and green would look lovely together, symbolizing life and prosperity. Oh.
Leave Zip off a bench.
It's starting to get cold out here at night. I think we should bring in some heaters. How many members of the council did your mother say are coming?
60, no more than 70.
I don't think that should be a problem at all.
Lizzie.
Tapping her fingers, she turns to him.
I know. You don't want to marry me.
You're saying you want to marry me?
She hesitates and looks around.
It's not as though I'm going to meet some young, eligible warlock at a bar. I've chosen this life, and there are certain realities to it.
Sounds so romantic.
We're good friends, right? And we have a good time together.
Of course, but this isn't when we make it magically snow in July or rearrange letters on the theater marquee.
Isn't it, though? Life is an adventure, Matt. And no, we're not in love with each other, but we love each other in a different way.
He steps aside.
It's not the same.
Look, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that we're going to have a good life and a good time together. And we like the same things, and I know that you're going to treat me well. And you know that I'm not going to turn into some overbearing weirdo, and we get to keep our powers. And that's all we could really hope for, right?
Imagine if we were normal, like Colin.
You think it's easy for him? A magical family with no magic? Knowing that one day, if he brings home a nice, normal girl to one of the most powerful witch families on this side of the country, how long do you think that's going to last?
How many of your boyfriend's memories have your parents wiped?
I think I lost count by the time I got to college.
Me too.
She touches his hands.
See, Colin's not better off.
How are things going?
Matt's mom approaches.
They're going. Do you have a minute to talk about the food?
I have all the time in the world.
Lizzie joins Abby. Matt watches them. He turns away. Clouds scuttle across the darkening sky. Nighttime. Witch Sarah and Maid Lacey walk to the party.
You need to live a little. Halloween is a time for women to show off what nature gave them.
You could wear your costume to a kid's party.
What? It's warm. I already own every piece of it. I can sit in it comfortably. That is my idea of a good party.
You're helpless, but warm. Sexy Trump's warm.
People in costumes enter the party. A plastic gargoyle's eyes flash red, hands dig in a candy bowl, people toast with beer. A catwoman walks through the crowd. She saunters up to Fireman Matt and rubs her head on his arm.
Thanks, but maybe later, huh?
Colin makes drinks.
You might have to learn to start saying no to these offers.
I can't believe you're upset about marrying Lizzie Paris.
Arranged marriage to help me keep my magic. I think I'm doing just fine on my own.
Yeah, right.
Says the guy whose greatest skill is whisking any girl off her feet at the touch of an elbow.
Good point. Wonder if there's a spell to help me stop doing that.
I have no idea. I stopped reading the spell book at 10. I have to deliver these drinks. Drink up, witches!
Oh, please. Just a little while longer. This guy's really amazing, Sarah.
Lacey waves.
I can tell that there's something there.
He waves back.
Okay. Fine. Yes,
Thank you.
Okay.
She hugs Sarah and shuffles over to the guy. Sarah looks around and walks away. On the dark patio, Matt sits and eats candy. He snaps his fingers. Lights come on.
Oh,
thank God. Silence.
Oh.
Hey. Hope I'm not interrupting.
No, not at all. You don't like parties?
No, I like, birthday parties, dinner parties, barbecues, not music, vibrating up your legs parties.
Well, why are you here?
My friend, she dragged me out for a girls' night, and now she's in there with some random guy.
Matt grins, Sarah fiddles with a candy wrapper, Matt crosses his arms.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sarah.
Matt.
They shake hands.
Why are you touching my elbow?
You just have a bug on there or something? Got it off.
Oh.
You're good.
Thanks.
He turns away and waves his hand over the multicolored candy, turning it green.
Maybe you'd like some M&Ms, huh?
Thanks. I already got some.
So, you're a witch, huh?
Wow. Quick. What gave it away?
Let me guess. You're a caster. Do you have any other abilities?
Flight. I can fly.
Wow. It's a rare one.
Not in my family, it's not.
I can't believe we haven't met before.
Well, maybe you haven't been running around with the right kind of witches.
Apparently.
Fair warning. Don't try and use any of your magic charm on me. It's not gonna work.
Clearly.
No, I... I have a boyfriend.
Oh. Well, I have a something as well.
Hmm. Lady problems.
She takes off her witch hat.
You know, I've been told I'm a really good listener.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And apparently, I'm gonna be here for a few hours. Okay.
She throws her candy on the table.
What do you say we get a bottle of wine, a couple of glasses, and you and I, we'll talk this thing out.
You get the wine, I'll get the blankets.
Done.
Done.
Inside, Matt twirls his fingers. The dancers turn away from him. He grabs wine glasses and a blanket. Twirling his fingers, he leaves. Colin looks on.
So, tell me about this mystery woman. Is she some mad sorceress you have no control over?
Oh, you know a lot of mad sorceresses, do you?
Too many, and none nearly as skilled or powerful as they think.
Well, she's not mad. There's nothing wrong with her, actually.
But she's not the one.
I don't know if I believe in the one. Doesn't much matter in this case. Our families are close, and well, they expect us to get married next week.
Wow. An arranged marriage. You do know you're your own person. You can say no.
But there are bigger issues at hand. Our families run a business together. Elixir Life Juices.
Yeah, I've been there. You guys make great smoothies. I swear, every time I get sick, I go in and get one of your health boosters, and I wake up the next morning feeling amazing.
Like magic, huh?
So you are really marrying a woman just to keep a juice business together? You can't just be, I don't know, good friends?
Well, it's tradition. The council insists.
Oh, right. Yes. The council.
Right. What about you? Where's your boyfriend, huh?
Alex doesn't live here. He's in Geneva right now.
As in Lake Geneva?
As in Switzerland. He's a physicist. He's spending 2 years at the Large Hadron Collider.
Physicist, huh? Suddenly I feel so inadequate.
Don't. I don't understand half of what he says.
Tears is a long time to spend apart.
Yeah. I mean, well, he comes home a couple times a year, and we call. He's changing the face of science, so how can I possibly complain?
Yeah. Hmm. Ever get lonely?
Yeah. Sometimes. But hey, all couples have ups and downs, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
More wine?
Absolutely.
People exit the house.
Bye. Great party.
Night turns to morning. Wind ruffles tree branches. Matt and Sarah sit beside three empty bottles.
Oh, your dad sounds like he's an amazing man. When did he pass?
I was pretty young. The cyclone. A freak weather accident. Until then, I thought my father was invincible. When he died, I realized that he was just,
mortal.
Yeah, I guess. But my mom took over for the both of them, and here I am.
How about some more wine, huh? Oh, boy. We really did some damage here.
Oh, that's the rest?
That's it. That's all there is. Wow. Look at us.
To your mom.
I will drink to that.
Matt checks his watch.
It's morning. We talked all night.
That cannot be right.
It's 7 a.m.
I gotta go to work. I gotta go take a shower. I have a patient at 8 a.m. I cannot believe this. I have to go to work.
Patient? What? You can fly and your doctor?
Yes, well, while I believed my grandmother when she first told me that I could fly, I quickly figured out that I couldn't at 9 when I jumped off the top of a jungle gym. 2 broken ankles and a collarbone later, I figured I needed a backup plan.
So, you're not really a witch, huh?
Alas, no. Wouldn't that be so much fun?
There's something very wrong with this moment.
I know. Normally, we would exchange numbers and go get drinks. You are getting married.
And your boyfriend is in Switzerland saving the world. I still want to see you again. That's wrong, isn't it?
No. But let's not ruin this night. Let's keep it just the way it is. One perfect night.
How are we supposed to do that?
We're gonna say goodbye. And we're gonna hug.
I hate it. But you're right. Mm-hmm.
Matt reaches for Sarah's waist. Sarah hesitates. They kiss. Sarah's hand touches Matt's shoulder. They part. Their foreheads touch. They gaze at each other. Sarah's eyes search his face. Sarah takes a step back.
It was great to meet you, Matt.
You too, Sarah. Wait, let me get you right home here. Your friend had to leave hours ago.
Oh, no, I'm just going to, fly home on my broomstick, of course. I'll be fine. No awkward second goodbyes.
Are you sure? I don't think...
She hurries off. Matt wipes his lips and picks up his wine glass. Sarah looks at her phone.
12 minutes. 19 minutes. 36 minutes? Oh. If only I could just snap my fingers in the taxi. Arrive. Oh, that was lucky. Hey. Hi. Thank you for stopping.
She opens the door.
Oh.
Her broomstick jams. She slides in. At Collins.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Oh, don't tell me you've been out back all night with that girl?
Oh, nothing happened. Basically nothing. Hey, I'm exhausted, though. Can I crash for a few hours?
Look, you know I love you like a brother, but if you ever disappear with a strange girl after you marry Lizzie...
Come on, man. I won't do that.
All right, it's all yours.
You want to know something weird?
Probably not.
This girl, my charm didn't work on her at all.
She sat outside with you all night in 50-degree weather. I'm pretty sure she was charmed.
No, she wasn't. I think she liked me. Like the real me. Weird, huh?
Matt lies down on the couch.
I forgot what that felt like. Anyhow, good night, bro.
Yeah, night. Hey, will you do me a favor? Why don't you use some of your mad skills to clean this place when you wake up?
Yeah, you betcha.
At Kane Psychiatry.
What is the emergency?
You should have seen this woman, Dr. Kane. She looked right through me. It's like I was invisible.
Sarah holds a pen.
You're protecting? Perhaps she didn't even see you walk up to her.
But no, in this case, I tapped her on the shoulder. And then I waited for her to turn.
Sarah lets go of her pen. It levitates. She reaches for a mug and takes a sip. Dennis stares. The pen drops on her notepad.
Dennis? What's wrong?
Your pen. Your pen floated on its own.
I'm sorry, what?
The pen, it... I don't know, you let it go, but then it floated on its own.
She frowns at the pen, then looks at Dennis.
Dennis, pens don't float.
But I saw it. I was looking right at it.
Okay. have you seen anything else odd recently? Other objects moving on their own or people talking to you that maybe no one else sees?
Dr. Kane, I'm not hallucinating. Your pen floated. I swear, I've never seen anything like it before.
Sometimes. In moments of extreme stress.
I wasn't stressed before, but I'm definitely stressed now.
She nods.
Wonderful.
She grabs her mug and takes another sip. At the cafe.
So, am I right or is your dad?
Both right. Elixir has the money to acquire Just Juicery, but you would need at least 3 of the new stores in order to make money in the first year.
They're existing juice stores. How hard can it be? It's not like we're reinventing the wheel.
Yeah, but Just Juicery is exiting the market. And I don't think it's because they're tired of mixing kale and spinach all day.
That's what your dad said. You want to look at their books?
No, I don't want to look at their books. I don't work at Elixir anymore. I got my own job. You hired a new accountant? Who's him?
Have you met Craig? He's the idiot nephew of one of the council members that Ben wanted to hire. He can't even add. I still don't know why you left the business in the first place.
I left because I've spent the last 20 years in a magical world with no magic. And a father who's pretty PO'd about it. I just needed to feel normal somewhere, anywhere.
How's that working out for you?
Look, talk to Craig and just try not to alienate my father. He doesn't take too well to being kept out of the loop. And if you get Just Juicery to give you their books, I will take a look at them.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. Hey, there's one other thing I need to ask.
No, I will not balance your checkbook, man. You can manage your own finances.
Actually, with the wedding coming up, I'm gonna need a best man.
Oh. yeah. Yeah, of course I will. And I will hunt you down if you try to run away. You're still thinking about that girl, aren't you?
It's hard not to. She's pretty great.
Yeah, but pretty great for you is, what, two dates, maybe three?
Matt looks away. He looks back at Colin.
You're just stuck on her because you can't have her.
Probably right.
Matt zaps his cup. It remains still. It slides a little bit. It slowly glides to his hand.
You okay?
Yeah, probably just tired.
In front of Abby's house.
All the locations passed inspection. Oh,
fantastic. I'll call the lawyer and we'll investigate what kind of offer they're looking for.
Oh, boy.
It's just a step. It's not a decision, Jason. Nobody's going behind anyone else's back.
We know that, don't we, hon?
And I hate to rush in, but I've got Maggie in the back waiting to start the planning.
Oh, of course. Go.
Abby goes into the house.
I know you're upset about the sale, dear.
It's not just the expansion. We started this business together, the three families. Now, with Matt marrying Lizzie and Colin out of the company altogether, we're handing over all our power.
Jason, you can't believe that.
You mean you can't?
Sybil tilts her head.
Mark my words, we're handing over the keys to the kingdom, and all because we have the one kid who can't cast the simplest of spells.
They leave. In the backyard, Maggie waves her arms upward. Lights hoist up in the trees.
You've always been amazing with decor. Thank you. And believe me, Lizzie has inherited my talent. She put together a romantic anniversary dinner for Ben and me, straight out of the pages of a magazine. And to have the wedding in your beautiful home, Abby is going to be a stunner.
We're doing the right thing here, aren't we?
Maggie glares.
Putting Matt and Lizzie together? Of course we are. Lizzie may be only 33, but Matt's just got a couple of more months before he's 36 and loses everything.
Are we really sure that would happen? We've never actually seen someone's abilities fade at 36, and for all we know, that's an old wives' tale.
That's because we've never allowed anyone to remain unmarried. In our day, there were so many more families. Remember the Roches, the Benantes, the Zavons? There must have been 20 of them. But so many of the kids that we grew up with decided to leave the life. Matt and Lizzie just don't have the pool that we had.
Such a shame. I never felt pressured to marry Glenn, not once.
We're their parents, Abby. We know what's best for them. And I'm sure this is exactly what Glenn would have wanted. Let's face it. Council wasn't thrilled, and three families splintered off, started Elixir of Life. But we're helping people with our abilities in the only legitimate, hush-hush way that we can. But Maddie and Lizzie together, an approved match, two of the most powerful witch families, is going to ensure that our powers continue generations to come, and that Elixir of Life is going to thrive for years.
I understand why. I do. I just... I don't want Matt to think that I'm choosing the council or the company over him.
You're not. He knows that. But Abby, we are in very real danger of losing the council altogether over the next few generations. That's why we need Matt and Lizzie and their children.
You just want little Grand Wiccans.
Me. So do you.
Of course.
Good. Let's get this show on the road.
At Elixir offices. In a kitchen, pumpkins sit in front of two boiling cauldrons. Lizzie tinkers with liquid in a blender. Matt enters.
I hear Colin's party was fun.
Yeah, I don't have the tolerance for all-nighters like I used to.
What were you doing up all night?
Honestly, I was talking to this girl all night. Nothing happened, I promise.
She lowers her head and walks to him.
Well, I appreciate your honesty, but we are getting married on Halloween night, and I've been pulling my weight, and I just really appreciate it if you took this seriously.
I will.
Really? I mean, have you thought about the fact that we're going to have kids?
Well, we have an elixir for that. No, you're right. Okay, I'm sorry.
Apology accepted. And why don't you try one of our new energy boosters? Clearly, you need it.
He zaps the blender.
Even more than I thought. Well, looks like you'll be buying a new blender this afternoon.
The blender oozes green liquid. In Sarah's kitchen.
I don't even know why I keep going on these interviews. I mean, I almost never hear back, and when I do, it's to tell me that I'm overqualified or they decided to go another way.
You will get a job, I promise you. The waiting is the hard part.
Says you. You're practically bursting at the seams with new patients. Thanks. So why do you look so distracted?
I shouldn't say.
Okay, if it's that patient-doctor nonsense, just make up a name and say it's a hypothetical.
Okay.
Sarah looks down at her tea.
Yesterday, a patient, a hypothetical patient, may have said he saw my pen float.
So he's crazy.
Except that totally made-up hypothetical patient has never hallucinated before.
So what, your pen was actually floating? Come on, seriously, the guy is clearly a nutter. Oh, do you have any more sugar? It's the only vice I can still afford.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm overreacting. It's so weird.
Did I ever tell you about the position over at Object Power, the one with the full bennies and the super generous vacation days?
Yeah, I think so.
Or how about the one at the startup over on 11th Street with the barbecue on their balcony?
I love you so much, but I wish you would disappear for just like 30 seconds, just like 30 seconds of silence.
Yeah, I'm sure I can, but I don't know how much help I would be. We didn't exactly part on the best terms.
Sarah walks back to an empty kitchen. She looks around.
Lacey?
She opens a sliding door.
Lacey? Lacey? Are you in the bathroom? Lacey!
She darts back to the pantry.
Lacey!
I know that you haven't talked in a while, but I mean, you seem like a really nice guy. What was his name? Tommy, Terry,
Tyler.
Okay, fine. You don't have to call him.
Sarah leans on the countertop. At Elixir offices.
Great, I'll have a courier come by this afternoon. Thank you.
Why wasn't I informed about you asking to see Just Juicery's financial records?
I was planning to send a memo on this afternoon.
Oh, so now it's a done deal.
No one said that, Jason. I just thought it'd be helpful to make an informed decision. It was actually Colin's idea.
Leave my son out of this. He chose to leave us, so his opinion means nothing to me. Then again, maybe he's got the right idea. Maybe the whole Tate family should branch off.
Is this because no one was on board with your idea of bottling? Do you want to explain to the FDA how we can cure a cold in 3 hours? I sure don't.
To them, it'll just look like a recipe. They don't need to know it's a spell.
I don't understand what your problem is. This is a good proposition.
My problem is you and your mother have connived to form the perfect powerhouse with the Parises, trying to get the upper hand in a company and kick us out. I see what's going on here.
That is not true. My mother would never be so calculating.
Really? Prove it to me. Tell her no. Put a stop to this expansion. And put a stop to your wedding.
I will do no such thing!
Well, if that's the way you're gonna handle things, we're done talking. Watch out, boy. I've got powers you can't even begin to imagine.
Jason exits. Matt looks at the cups on the floor. He wiggles his fingers and sits down. At Kane's psychiatry, Sarah sits at her computer and holds a pen. She lets it go. She picks it back up and opens her fingers.
This is ridiculous. Clearly I'm exhausted. Do I tell Alex about Matt? Was Matt even anything at all? I did kiss him. And I did like it.
Yeah, let's run this test once more and...
Alex appears on the computer screen.
Sarah. Hey, is everything all right?
Yeah. I think so.
Why are you calling me? I'm still at work.
No, I didn't call you. Alex, you just popped up on my computer. I was thinking about you and then suddenly... There you were.
Really? It doesn't work like that. Maybe you accidentally hit a button.
No, I didn't touch the thing, Alex. My hands were actually nowhere near the keyboard.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It was an accident, whatever. I can tell you're having a rough day, so why don't you call me back in a couple of hours and we'll talk about it.
Well, I have patients until 7 p.m. That's 1 a.m. your time.
Tomorrow morning, then.
Tomorrow morning.
Okay, love you.
What is going on?
She picks up her pen. At Abby's house.
The Denisovs know they're making dinner for 63 people. Lila and Freddie Wayne are going to be out of town for the event.
Maggie and Abby high five.
They are thinking about a more traditional menu, but I want to make sure you kids are okay with that.
I'm all for tradition, but no one is eating Eye of Newt soup at our wedding.
That recipe has been in my family since the 1700s.
It also has eyes in it.
You don't actually eat the eyes. It just makes the broth taste delicious.
Stacked papers lie on a table.
I think we're fine. Scrapping it all together.
After all, we don't want the Denisovs scrambling to find 63 newts at this stage of the game now, do we?
Maggie glares at her husband. She turns to Abby.
Fine. Lizzie, Matt, of course, this is your special day. What would you like? Nice. Pumpkin bisque, perhaps?
Matt raises his hands. The papers fly everywhere. The others zap the papers back to normal.
Fine. So that's a no on the pumpkin bisque. Maggie, why don't we go through the guest list, give the children a moment.
Go.
Lizzie turns to Matt and leaves. Matt and Abby wave.
Mom, we need to talk.
Matt, I know you're not thrilled about the situation, but the wedding is in 3 days.
That incident at the table wasn't my first problem.
Oh, that. Anxiety. Happens to the best of us. When you have your first baby, you'll accidentally send things into walls. Just don't do it in public. That was a mess we had to clean up years ago. A lot of memories to wipe.
Yeah, I think it's more than that. Jason came to see me this morning. He accused you of conniving with the Parises to get more power. I exploded the display in my office and I sent cups flying everywhere.
You know, there are rules about violence. It's not acceptable in any capacity. If he calls the council, you could be brought up on charges.
But what if he's the one doing this?
What do you mean?
Think about it. He's against the marriage. He
He feels like he's being pushed out of the business. Now my magic is a mess. I can't lift anything. I can't move anything. I'm starting tornadoes in the backyard.
You think Jason Tate hexed you? Our families have been friends for generations. His son is your best friend.
What other explanation is there?
Could it be your age? Maybe your magic is waning the closer you get to your 36th birthday. And Matt, that is why I want you to get married on Halloween.
Thanks, Mom. You don't need to remind me. But no. Okay, that is not it. This is more serious.
If you've been hexed, there are ways to find out.
Abby goes to a cabinet.
Great.
She pulls out a bowl.
What if Jason is behind this?
Then we go to the council. But first things first, we don't make any accusations until we have proof.
She snaps her fingers. A fire lights under the bowl. She holds up her hands. Candles light behind her. Purple ominous clouds form overhead. At Sarah's house.
There has to be a logical explanation for this. Or...
Sarah looks in a mirror.
I'm crazy. Yeah.
She looks at her jewelry box. She slowly raises her arm and twists her palm up.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. What am I doing? Okay. One more time. Concentrate.
She raises her arm. A bracelet moves. It floats out of the box. Sarah looks in the mirror. Back at Abby's house. Abby dumps potion from decanters into the bowl.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Given your problems, I think it's best if you don't touch the potion.
Good point.
Smoke billows from the bowl. It rises toward Matt. The smoke turns into a greenish-white light. It thrusts into Matt's chest. The light disappears into his head. Abby looks at the joy of spells.
Oh, dear.
What?
You're not being hexed, but your powers are being siphoned off somehow. You're not in full control, which is why you keep having mishaps.
Could Jason transfer my abilities to Colin? I know it sounds crazy.
Not so crazy, but that would take a lot of dark magic, and you can't hide dark magic. This is quite the opposite. If you had fallen in love with a mortal, you would have told me, right?
What?
Love can sometimes cause accidental transference. I've never seen a case this extreme, and... Well, it's a pretty rare occurrence anyway, so I don't imagine it would have happened to you.
Oh, there was this girl.
Matthew, you're getting married.
Mother, nothing happened. Okay, I kissed her, but I don't love her.
We have to find her.
Well, that's going to be a problem. I don't really know her. She's just a guest at Colin's party.
Well, then we have to ask Colin.
She collects the decanters.
For once, I'm glad he and his father don't speak. I'm sure that Jason would relish the opportunity to tell this to the council.
At Sarah's home.
I'm crazy, 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 losing my mind. Played a game of hide and seek. My bestie added find. Things floating everywhere. Some over here, some over there. It seems for all the world to see that I have magic left to spare.
She gulps wine.
I'm hungry. Cookies. I want cookies.
A pack of cookies appear on the table.
Oh my god, don't make it stop. I don't want to be crazy anymore.
It slides to the floor.
My freaking phone!
The phone slides to her hand. Lacey's face appears on it.
Hey! I just had to call you. I was really worried that you were mad at me. I'm sorry that I keep talking about the jobs.
Oh, no. No, no, no. It's okay. Yeah. I know it can be frustrating, but you gotta hang in there, okay?
You don't sound so good yourself.
You were trying to tell me this, weren't you? I was being a terrible and selfish friend. Are you finally ready to end things with Alex? Is that what's going on?
No, 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 no. I'm just I'm a little out of sorts.
Well, do you want me to come over? We could have a sleepover and watch some terrible 90s movies and eat some raw cookie dough.
No, 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 no. Not tonight. Just, no, soon. I think it's best that I just have some tea.
That's okay. Really don't have the extra money to spend on groceries anyways. My interview today was awful.
You know what, I'm sure you're wrong. I'm sure they're gonna call you back and they're gonna offer you more money than you could have ever imagined. They're gonna be throwing money at you.
Oh, weird. Sarah, that's the company from today. I gotta take this. Okay, bye.
Sarah slowly backs away from the table. She backs toward the pantry. She dashes out of the room. At Colin's house.
So that's what was happening with the coffee cup. You're losing your abilities.
Sure does seem that way.
And the council can't help? The families?
We can't go to them. You of all people know how they react when one of us loses our magic.
Right. So... why did you come to me? I'm as magical as a fruit fly.
Mother thinks it has something to do with the girl at your party.
The girl, huh?
I know. I'm a terrible person.
But you said she was mortal. How could she be taking your magic?
Hopefully it was an accident. Really powerful love can sometimes...
I don't love her. I don't even know her.
Which is why we're here. Do you know her? Because we really need to find her. And if she's running around town spouting off Matt's magic, she could really hurt herself or somebody else.
I don't know her. I mean, I saw her briefly when she left with Matt to go outside, but I didn't recognize her.
Matt, what did you say her name was?
Sarah.
Does she have a last name?
Probably. I just don't know it.
What does she do?
Doctor... nurse or something? She said she had patients.
You talked to her for 7 hours and you don't know her last name or what she does for a living? What did you talk about?
Our lives. Our families. Not as witches, as people. You know, I told her about the juice business. She talked about her grandmother. She did come with a friend.
And the friend's name was?
No idea. The friend ditched her for some guy and... oh, Sarah didn't want to talk about her.
Fabulous.
Oh, she's got a boyfriend.
What is wrong with you people? Is anybody faithful anymore?
His name's Alex, and he's working in Switzerland for a couple of years at the Large Hadron Collider.
That's something. I mean, there can't be that many people named Alex that work there.
All right.
Colin opens his tablet. In Sarah's bedroom. Sarah zaps the alarm clock. She emerges from the covers. Her hair covers her face. She pushes back her hair.
Okay. This isn't going away. Which means I have to learn to control it.
She sits up straight on the bed. She waves her arm slowly forward. The covers move a bit. She flings her arms. The covers fly off to the floor. She rises from the bed and stands next to it. She swings both arms across her body. Pillows glide onto the bed. The bed makes itself.
least it's a useful kind of crazy.
At Collins.
You're kidding me. There's nobody named Alex there?
Not in the directory.
I'm doomed.
Wait, isn't there a spell that traces magic? If she accidentally latched onto your magic here, couldn't we use the spell to follow it?
Bloodhound. Not the most reliable spell, but... yeah, we could try it. I'll need a few things I don't normally keep around the house, and, it'll take a couple hours.
Okay, great. I'll go with you. We'll meet you after work.
Are you crazy? I can't go in the office. I could cause the place to spontaneously combust.
You have to. You're investigating a major expansion. I mean, if you don't show up, you're just going to give my father more ammunition against you. I suggest you just keep your head focused and try to spend a day without using magic at all.
Well, easy for you to say.
Colin's right, honey. We'll go as fast as we can.
Colin hands Matt the tablet and leaves with Abby. Sarah walks her dog. A gardener pulls a hose.
Hi, Danny.
At the cafe.
Okay.
Sarah ties her dog's leash to a table.
All right. You can do this. It is just a coffee shop. Right? It's just a coffee shop.
She approaches the counter. The cashier types on her phone.
Hi. Medium latte.
The cashier turns away.
Excuse me.
Sarah points two fingers in the air.
Excuse me. Hello. Can I help you? Medium latte. Of course. Three things.
A woman steps in line behind Sarah.
May I have your name, please?
Sarah.
Thanks. Sarah. Have a great afternoon.
The woman taps Sarah's shoulder. Sarah turns around and walks away. At Abby's house, Colin and Abby scan through the joy of spells.
Do you think this will work?
Oh, I hope so. Because if not, I am out of ideas.
Colin places a map on the table. At Elixir. Lizzie steps into Matt's office.
Hey, do you have a few minutes to talk?
Of course.
Great. Okay, listen, about last night.
No, I'm so sorry. I know that display must have been upsetting. You know, things have been crazy around here, and I just...
Don't want to get married?
No. No, I'm happy to do whatever we need to.
Happy? You unleashed a hurricane at your mother's table over an appetizer for the reception. That's not happy, Matt.
Our families need us, right? Our kind keep leaving the council, and more kids are being born without magic. We're not free to just be with whomever we want.
Is this about the girl at Colin's party?
No. No. Listen, I'm not crazy enough to think that she's my soulmate, but... yeah, we did have a genuine, honest connection.
I know. We're just friends. I mean, we're practically siblings.
I don't know how to get around that. Do you?
You know what's funny? Growing up, I always thought I'd marry Colin. And you would be the godfather to our kids. And even in high school, when he realized that he didn't have powers, I thought he just needs to find his own magic, and maybe I could be the one to help him.
Because you love him. You have to tell him, Lizzie.
Yeah. Could you imagine both of us ending up with non-magic? The council would throw a fit.
Yes, they would.
Would it be so bad if we just, I don't know, refused?
I'm sorry, did Miss Lizzie Paris just suggest we rebel against our parents? Mm-hmm. I never thought I'd see the day.
I mean,
mean, even if it is a possibility, I'm really not sure how to go about it. Because 63 people are going to be showing up at your mother's house expecting a wedding.
Well, you say that like they weren't going to throw a Halloween party anyhow. This year it'll be just more grand than the years past.
We do have to concede the possibility that the council will kick us out. It's their right. Or we'll end up 36 and powerless. Could you imagine what that would be like?
Yeah, I think I can.
I mean, I think I could live a normal, non-magical life, but you just love your powers. I mean, do you even know how to open a door?
Lizzie, I think I need to tell you something.
At Abby's house, a finger scans the ingredients for bloodhound tracking spell. Abby lifts a ladle of liquid and pours it into a glass bowl.
I've never seen this spell before. What will it do?
She sprinkles silt on the map.
The silt will create a route or routes to show us where the magic has traveled. I hope. This was more Matt's father's area of expertise. But this situation has me doing all sorts of rare magic lately.
She carefully lifts the map and blows on it. Various spots light up on the map. She places the map on the table. The lit spots disperse.
Seems Matt's magic is siphoning off faster than I imagined. Sarah must be pulling it off him and leaving a little bit behind wherever she goes. From what I can tell, soon he might not have any left at all.
At Kane Psychiatry.
So she asked, would you like to go out? And I said, yeah, sure. But then she was pointing at the door and she meant that I should go out before her.
Sarah freezes Dennis.
Dennis, I want you to listen to me carefully. It is time to stop blaming yourself for the end of your marriage. These things happen. You and Ariana didn't work out. And it wasn't because you're a terrible person. And it's not because she's a terrible person. You just didn't work together. Do you understand?
Dennis's eyebrows raise.
Yes.
Good. That's good. Now, let's talk about your next step.
He slightly tilts his head.
I'd like that.
Sarah reclines. She grins. Matt's car arrives at Abby's house. Matt and Lizzie get out of the car.
Matt! We said
Mom,
we would...
Let's stop pretending Lizzie wasn't going to find out. Wedding vows require casting, which I can't exactly do right now.
I'm not mad, Abby. I'm just here to help.
Okay, come in.
Lizzie strokes her hair back and approaches Colin.
Hey.
Hi. Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to go inside.
Colin shakes his head and goes in. Decanters of potion ingredients lie scattered throughout the table. Abby scoops out a brown substance into a bowl. Lizzie smiles at Colin and looks back down.
Hey, I think Lizzie likes you.
What?
She glances, smiles, and looks back down.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've heard of this happening before?
Not for a long time, and I can't find a specific reference to it, so we have to go straight to the source. I just hope that great-grandmother isn't upset about being disturbed.
Abby pours ingredients into the potion bowl. Billowing green smoke rises. It morphs into a woman. The woman glows. She brushes away the smoke.
Great-grandmother, it's Abigail. We need your help.
I should say so. There is all kinds of trouble in this room.
That would be me. I kissed a mortal, and it seems that my powers are transferring to her.
It must be a great love, then.
I don't even know her.
Dear boy, have you never heard of love at first sight?
Heard of, yes. Believe in, no.
This has happened before then?
Only a handful of times that I know of, and not for 100 years. Very rare, exceedingly rare. But then, true love always is.
I said I don't love her. I don't even know her.
We understand you don't think you're in love, but you're not the most self-aware person. Maybe you don't recognize it because you've never seen it before.
Lizzie admires Colin and smiles.
Okay. What do I do?
You must find her. If it was a mistake, you can call your powers back to you. But if it is indeed true love, then you both must accept it and allow it into your worlds, risking everything.
Magic has been my whole life. I don't know what I'd do without it.
Don't worry about limits. Just focus on your true feelings and it will come.
Great-grandmother, we've tried looking for her. We don't know where else to look.
Go find the one who is wise in the way of people.
We can't tell the council.
Not the council, Matthew. Find the mortal who advises other mortals.
Lizzie tilts her head and looks around. Matt shrugs.
The shrink. Dear, the psychiatrist.
Oh.
Find the psychiatrist as soon as you can.
Great-grandmother snaps her fingers. She vanishes.
She wants you to see a psychiatrist?
Because it's so easy to find a good one on short notice.
See a shrink? That's the advice? Thanks, but no thanks.
Maybe it would help you to speak to someone.
My friend Lacey knows someone. Someone who was at my party. Someone who disappeared halfway through the party.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Colin pulls out his phone.
Hey, Lacey. Yeah, it's Colin. Yeah, good. Listen. Did you say you have a friend who's a psychiatrist? Yes. Sarah. Look, I need to make an appointment with her for my friend.
No, Mom, I'm so
really
sorry.
Is for a friend.
I know how much you wanted a wedding.
Oh, all I ever wanted was for you to be happy. Maybe this is the end of your magic. Maybe not. But the world changes, Matt, and I guess we just have to learn to change with it.
Matt and Abby hug.
Okay. Lacey will get you an appointment for this afternoon. I had to embellish a little, tell her you were totally crazy.
Oh, thanks. Wait, this afternoon, we have the board meeting about the acquisition.
We got it covered, Matt. In fact, Colin is going to come with me to the office to explain things to his dad.
I am?
He is?
You are.
At Sarah's office.
Sure. Happy to help. I have an opening today at 3. What's his name?
Michael Matthew. He's seriously cray-cray.
Okay, no problem. Just give him the address. Are you available tonight? Still in the mood for some raw cookie dough? I'm about to do something drastic, and I'm meeting a friend.
Ooh, drastic. What is it?
I'll tell you about it later.
I'm there.
Okay. Bye.
Sarah stares out. She faces the computer. Alex appears on the screen.
Hey, babe, what's up? Is this important?
Yes, Alex. We need to talk.
She purses her lips. At Elixir offices.
Really, Abby? You get my own son to go against me, and then Matt doesn't even have the nerve to be here for this vote.
Matt's under the weather, Jason, and you know exactly how he'd vote.
No, I'm nobody's pawn, Dad. I've looked through their books, and this is a good investment.
Well, I got a memo from Craig this morning saying it could go either way.
He's wrong. Look, I see great potential here. Worst case, as far as I can tell, is breaking even, and I think it's going to be far better than that.
Now, I'm not siding with Jason, but tell me, how can we succeed when just Juicery failed?
The same way we've succeeded in our own business. Their budgets are sloppy and wasteful. We're not.
Well, I, for one, am ready to vote yes.
Sybil pulls Jason's arm. He sits. Lizzie touches Colin's arm.
You said we. Does that mean you're officially coming back?
I may have been a little hasty in running out on the family business.
Ben, Maggie, Jason, and Sybil bicker. Matt's car pulls up to a house.
Hey,
He crosses behind the car and walks to the house. He spots a Halloween decoration. It reads, "A happy witch lives here." He passes festive Halloween decorations and makes his way to Sarah's house. The sign, "Kane Psychiatry," sits right above Sarah's address.
Hi.
Hi.
Sure.
Matt sits in Sarah's kitchen. She dumps sugar on the table.
You make tea for all your patients?
She looks at him and turns away.
Here are the ground rules. You can tell me anything. This is a safe space. No judgment.
Isn't it your job to judge?
She brings him tea.
Evaluate, not judge.
The tea spills.
You need me to wipe, hot. Okay, yeah, here, give it to me. Oh, I know it's hot. It's definitely, it's very hot. I'll just clean it off. You know, it's clean. Looks totally, totally clean. Thank you.
I'm guessing you've had a interesting couple days.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You said this is a safe space, right?
Mm-hmm.
That magic, your magic.
He puts on the sweater.
It's mine. Well, at least it used to be.
Your magic. You have magical powers. What are you? What are you, like a witch?
A warlock, actually. Yeah. With magical powers. Till I kissed you. And now, I can't seem to do anything.
So the smoothies, they really do cure colds.
Among other things.
This is so weird.
She places her mug on the countertop. She turns to him.
Why me?
He moves toward her.
It's complicated.
Does your fiance know? I mean, maybe she can give you some of her magic.
You're not supposed to be able to transfer abilities. It's very rare. And I don't have a fiance anymore.
I don't have an Alex anymore.
They gaze at each other.
So I can't just touch you and give you your magic back, because I would give it.
No, I would love for you to touch me, but I'm kind of afraid.
Yeah.
They smile and move closer.
So what do we do?
I know this is gonna sound strange. Mm-hmm. Coming in from a grown man. But I think we should call my mother.
At Elixir offices.
Matt? Yes, of course, sweetheart. I'll be right there.
What's wrong?
Matt's bringing Sarah to the house.
Do you need help?
I think it's best to limit exposure to the girl, at least for the moment.
Well, call me as soon as you can.
Abby leaves.
Well, I think we should go to my office. I could use a little support talking to my parents.
In Lizzie's office.
Oh, hi. Come on in.
Hello. Arla. Hi, Mom. Dad?
Yeah?
Is something the matter? Oh, well, I think...
Lizzie pours drinks.
You should have a drink.
She sets the drinks on her desk and walks back to Colin.
Is this about the wedding?
There isn't going to be a wedding.
What?
Well not this Saturday.
Or to Matt Andover.
Maggie raises her eyebrows and looks down.
So, okay, so we're just gonna go.
Maggie gulps the drink.
She'll probably have this one as well, yeah.
At Abby's house, Sarah and Matt sit on either side of the potion bowl. Abby waves her arms.
Iris tus docentia protego me.
What is your mom doing?
Protego me.
It's a protection spell.
This might work better if we were all focused and not flirting.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Hopefully we don't blow up the house.
What?
I want you to both raise one hand. Now, very gently, press your hands together.
They touch. A beam of light forms in their hands. They move closer to each other and kiss. Their faces glow. Smoke billows from the bowl in front of them. The glow vanishes.
Are you all right? Anybody in pain?
I'm good.
I'm perfect. I don't remember saying to kiss.
Abby hovers her hands over theirs and separates their palms.
Try to use your powers, Matt.
Matt looks at the table. A candle slides to him. It levitates in his hand.
Oh, thank God.
Here, I want you to try something.
What?
Here.
I thought I returned your powers to you.
I just have a feeling. Go on, take it.
She holds out her hand. Light emits from her palm and the candle transfers to her. The candle levitates in Sarah's hand.
Oh, sorry. How is this possible?
You're an aorist. You gain the powers of those closest to you. It's very rare magic.
Sarah turns to Matt.
You have your own magic now.
Outside, the wind blows on roses. Lemons hang in a tree. A wind chime breezes back and forth. Sunlight peers through trees.
Will it go away?
I don't think so. It should be easier to control now.
Thank goodness for that. I've already broken almost every dish I own.
That makes two of us.
Lights adorn the wedding reception area.
If you were getting married this weekend, we could have a whole new set of dishes.
Matt takes Sarah's hand.
This is better.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
It's gonna take some getting used to. Being able to move things around. So crazy.
It's much more than that. You can change moods, sometimes the weather. You can even read people's minds.
I don't know that I want to read people's minds.
Well, you say that now. It is discouraged, though.
So, what happens next with us?
Anything we want.
Lizzie and Colin scuttle in and make out.
Okay. Oh, come on now. Keep it G-rated, guys.
Oh, God. Sorry. Lizzie.
Colin, so not sorry.
And this is Sarah.
It's really nice to meet you. I've got to ask. On a normal people scale, what kind of holiday is Halloween to you? Is it like Christmas or Easter?
Fourth of July.
Oh, yeah. Meets Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Fireworks and 17 courses of food. Well, that's my ideal holiday.
Our generation is still working out the menu.
Well, at least we have candy corn.
Well, and eyeballs in our soup.
Ew!
The sun sets into mountains. Children in costumes gather around a door. A table full of candles lights up. Festive lights shine bright. Costumed children walk down a path. Maggie and Sybil chat. A couple looks at a cake with spiders and a skull. People pick appetizers from a decorated table. Dressed in black, Matt and Sarah enter.
What if the council doesn't like me? What if they erase my memory?
They're going to love you. It would be irresponsible to erase your memory. With your new powers, you could wake up tomorrow and accidentally blow something up.
I'm being serious. Your family can trace its lineage back before the Mayflower. My family's like from everywhere you can possibly be from.
You have more power than most of these witches here. You're gonna be great. Come on.
They walk off. Colin stands with his father.
I mean, I just hope, now that I've rejoined the company, I hope that you can be a little less combative with the Andovers. You know, they just want what's best for the company, just like everybody else.
No, it wasn't about the Andovers or the expansion. I was just feeling like I just lost you, and now I might be losing the company, too.
Dad, you're not losing anything. I'm right here.
I know. And now that you're marrying Lizzie Paris, we'll have a majority vote.
Just stop it.
I know what, I'm kidding.
I can't tell you how happy we are that you two are together, Lizzie.
Me too.
Me three.
Colin's drink slides to him.
Cheers indeed.
Abby and Maggie chat.
You need to meet my future daughter-in-law. Oh, well, they're not engaged yet, but it's any day now.
I don't wanna.
She's an heiress.
Maggie's eyes widen.
Did you hear that? I've never actually met one. Do you think she'd be willing to join the council?
Can't imagine why not.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
Excuse us. Thanks.
It's so nice to meet you.
Matt and Sarah weave through the crowd.
Okay. Let's dance.
Do you think they liked me?
Yes, they loved you.
I still don't know how to explain all of this. I mean, literally. It's not like I can tell people.
Well, you're going to get used to it. When it comes to your family, we'll just be careful with our abilities. Now, when it comes to kids, they have a tougher time learning about their powers.
Kids, huh? Well, if I were you, I would start planning our first date before any kids.
I could do that.
So, all this happened because we kissed. What happens if we kiss again?
Let's find out.
The wind blows through their hair. Credit scroll. Cast. Sarah, Nikki DeLoach. Matt, Ryan McPartland. Abby, Harley Jane Kozak. Lizzie, Brianna Lane. Colin, Jonathan Patrick Moore. Lacey, Ozzie Tesfai. Great-grandmother, Jenny O'Hara. Maggie, Carolyn Hennessy. Jason, Jeff Doucette. Cynthia, Amanda Carlin. Ben, Alex Hyde-White. Alex, Damien Bodie. Dennis, Steve Marvel. Barista, Darnell Rhea. Director, Tosca Musk. Writer, Rachel Stuhler. Executive producer, Sharon Bordas. Co-executive producer, Marguerite Henry. Producer, Tosca Musk. Producer, Gina Panabianco. Executive producer, Hannah Pilmer. Composer, Michael Lord. Cinematographer, Joanna Coelho. Editor, Tim Solano. Credits continue. Kind of magic, 'cause I've never been in love until now. Cast your spell, I'm enchanted, and it feels like I'm walking on clouds. This must be some kind of magic. Copyright 2015 Mar Vista Entertainment, LLC.